Hey everybody, so we actually just wrapped up the episode, but I wanted to toss this at the beginning of the episode just to tell you guys that we're still trying to figure out what the best thing to do format-wise is. Obviously, we still have this in audio form and we have this on YouTube. We might do it where we set it up to go premiere at a particular time, and then we'll make sure that we're available to do like Q&A in the comments as it goes through live. Or if there's a better format for us to do, I don't know. If you guys have any thoughts on it, either email us at wokeapnea@gmail.com, or you can hit us up in the comments, or you can message us. Just let us know what you think is the best thing to do. We're figuring it out. Thanks for listening / watching / liking / subscribing /.
You got it made in Greece. Nice.
All right, with that, let's start the app.
Welcome back to episode 2 of Woke Apnea. I'm Medea, and I'm Fix.
Yeah, and I'm Gonzo. What's up, everybody? We're back from our hiatus. We're out vacationing, hanging out. It's y'all's last couple of weeks before you guys head back to the States. So we've been having a lot of family time. You guys been loving the extra family time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You've been spending a lot of time with us. What's that like?
I'm ready for next week, I guess.
You're ready to leave?
No. Next week, like the week. Yeah. Y'all will be at work. And I plan on making some cookies.
You plan on doing some
stuff?
She
talked about it to me last night.
All right. How has the last couple of weeks been?
Good. Yeah, because when did y'all get off work? Y'all got off work like a week before we were even going to Greece.
Yeah, well, we stopped working.
Y'all off a week after we came back.
Mm-hmm. We stopped working the 4th of July weekend. So we went to Belgium. And then that was like the beginning of our leave.
Yeah. It was fun. We spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
The main thing. We went to Greece.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
Santorini, I have a shirt.
Let's see it. Santorini.
It was 45 euro.
How much was it?
45.
And what did you come over and tell me when you were like, it's 45 euro?
This is what they told me.
Go ahead.
I said, it's 45 euro. And you're like, you made a face. And I said, no, it's because it's a new
design.
That's what they told me. They said it's the newest design they had. But
what did I look at you like when you said that?
I was like, and then I told you, I was just relaying the message. So, but like this was the nicest thing there.
It was pretty nice.
Like all the other hoodies were trash. And then mine, new design. Too.
Well, stand up. Let's see it.
Okay. It has pockets and this thing zips.
Are you impressed, Meds? You look impressed.
Yes. Yes, I like it. I have a Santorini t-shirt too, but it washed and like dried funny. And so like it has this thing in the middle where it says like Santorini. And then it scrunched up because I don't know, it dried weird. And so I put it on and it's just scrunched up in the middle. And then everything else is like loose.
Oh no.
So it's in my dirty clothes getting ready to get washed again.
Yeah. So it probably shouldn't dry. Well, they told me to, like, I had a hat made over there. I had a couple of hats made, but I had a hat made over there, and then they keep on saying like only hand wash, don't, like, basically like this thing will disintegrate if you do anything to it. So they have to be careful when it comes to spots like that. So for those of you guys that don't know, Santorini is it's a Greek island. So there's a gang of islands that are controlled by Greece, and Santorini is one, and it's like super old, and there's all these myths about it being the lost city of Atlantis. We went to a museum that basically is perpetuating that idea. I won't say a myth, but that idea that that Santorini is Atlantis. How'd you guys like the museum experience?
It was, because there was this thing there, and it was like where you sit in a seat, and the seat moves while you watch something.
Yeah, it's one of those rides. It's one of those like show rides.
It was 9D.
Like, in the seat. It's like a theater, and then the seats are like kind of like a ride setup, and you have a seat belt, and you have like bars to hold on to, and then they give you glasses. So it's like a whole little 3D setup, or I guess 9D, and then you get to see. You just see it, and like the seat will move, and then like we can have like water splash at you. Bubbles is what we had too. So that's what the whole thing was, and it was just kind of showing the whole thing that happened.
Okay.
Like the earthquake.
So the earthquake and the volcano that formed Santorini is what they like bring you through that experience. But what are the 9Ds? So I know that like 3D is like the movie because you have a 3D glasses. But what are the other ones? Let's count them out.
Okay. The bubbles.
Bubbles?
Water.
Water.
There
was heat and there was cool.
I didn't even feel heat. I felt really? Cool.
When we were near the volcano, I felt heat. So there's heat and there's cool. What are the other two? It shook you. We already said water, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right, let's start over again. Y'all mentioned some of them or whatever. I don't know which ones we mentioned already, but that definitely messed me up. Because water we already said, right? Where were we at? Were we at 7?
We were at 8 because you said that we got shook. Yeah.
Okay, and then we got shook. So this is that. Is that? That's weird. I guess that, right? Like, cause you had it in the headphones.
Yeah, we did, and we had to have them right friggin' on our temple.
On your temple. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, come on now, just tell me to put it in my ear. Like,
I guess that's true. Okay, so those
and
are the
90s. It was too loud.
It was super loud. I had to like move it further away. I had to put it like on my cheekbone. And I had to like the second time that it squirted, because it wasn't like misting, it was like squirting. So I like put my hand over it and I was like, all right, that's enough. And then remember at the end, there was this one guy and he was just drenched like this. Yeah. And I just looked at him and I was like, what'd you do? And he's like, no, it was the ride. It was the ride. It's like, I know it's the ride, man. Yeah, that was a good time. Greece was.
It was crazy. Go ahead. It was crazy. Our mouths were open like.
Oh yeah, afterwards you were like, my mouth was just like this the whole time.
Yeah, like I'm so glad I had a mask on because I was literally like
so y'all liked the ride time. Y'all liked
it. Yeah, it was scary. I was like, no. I was like, there was an earthquake here, I didn't even know. That was volcanic eruption, girl.
Both
girl. Okay. Because then the whole water came from the eruption. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, Greece was crazy. We did a bunch of things over there. Bunch of shopping and stuff like that. I think the most fun was like the people watching.
Yeah.
I mean, so the thing that you got to understand too when you go to a place like this is like, for us, we save up our cash and we go and we do like a trip. We have like one big trip every summer. But when you do like these big trips that for a lot of people are like once in a lifetime, you're also around people that it is not once in a lifetime. It is like their stop on many stops where they're just vacationing for the summer. So there's like a bunch of super wealthy people that you like bump into. Girl, you know your mouth is open? Okay, you're good.
That's how I'm listening.
Okay, cool. So there's like a bunch of super wealthy people that you bump into, or you just overhear. You guys remember the first dinner with that off-brand little Dickie that was sitting behind y'all?
Yeah. Do we have a picture?
That dude was hilarious. A picture of what? That guy?
We took with him. He was like right here.
Oh, we can't post a photo of him.
You can scratch it out. What's the point? You can glorify it and show his hair.
So he looked like great value Little Dicky. He definitely did. Like, mm-hmm. if you think of Little Dicky, but off brand, that's what he looked like. And he was talking so loudly and obnoxiously and pretentiously. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah.
That guy was amazing.
He was talking about his past trips that he's been on before.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
He was with two other girls.
Yeah. And the phrase that he kept using over and over again was like, well, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
Well, to put it this way, they're not losing money on it. Oh god, that guy was awesome. Mm-hmm. And that food was super good. That was where you guys had the shrimp pasta.
Yeah, that was really good. Ate it all. Yeah.
Fantastic time. So you run into people. I remember like walking in the streets. So we stayed in Fira, which is like the shopping area, which I think was great. What did you guys think of the area that we stayed in?
It was great. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it was really nice. Everything was nice. Everything was right there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Bunch of shops, bunch of restaurants, bunch of bars and stuff. And the way that it was situated, you had a lot of shade. They were very conscious about like having a bunch of shade, which is mm-hmm. awesome. The hotel that we stayed at, I won't say the hotel, but it was really good. And the guy that like ran the day-to-day operations, he wanted to do everything for us, right? Like Minas was awesome, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And our room was great. We had a really good room. And you had to walk by a like very popular restaurant. So it was kind of cool because you're just like, these people are just looking at you with this like ugly look on their face. Like, why are you walking up to the front? It's like, because we got to get to our room. It's just up there. It has a hot tub. It's fine. Yeah. It's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal out of this, but whatever.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of looks for sure.
Yeah. Oh my god. And that's the other thing too, is just like walking around, seeing people like and how they act. I remember Alexa was laughing because she was remembering that lady that was like, I gotta get something for my grandma, but I don't know what to get my grandma because she's blind. We're just like, what conversation is this? Oh my god. You remember that super spoiled girl? You remember that super spoiled girl that was like, she was walking and she's like, where are we even going? And then she like looked and saw something she wanted in the store window. And she, so the timeline was literally, where are we even going? Daddy, please. And just like pointed. And he like ran over to go buy her whatever she pointed at. Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, there's levels to this game. Like, people will tell you guys that y'all are spoiled. Like jokingly.
You?
Well, not just me. You guys heard it this weekend. You guys have heard it from servers.
Oh yeah.
people tell you, but there's levels to this game. There's like, oh, I have things every, you know, occasionally, and I'm spoiled because I'm not like getting treated like crap. And then there's like that level of spoiled to where you can just like yell and point and like, money, please.
Yeah.
Different level. Levels to this game. But the people watching was great. What about the boat trip? We had that catamaran trip. What'd you guys think of that?
Yeah, that was super fun.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite thing.
Yeah, because really? when you went fast, there was a certain point in the day, and I'm like, you can get a little bit spray. And then we were going like, throughout the water, and then splash, and then people had to move. Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, we were in like a good spot because we didn't have to move. Where the other people were, they were like, all right, we got to go to the back.
Like, yeah, we were like, there was a bottom part, like mm-hmm. where everyone can walk and there was seats where you could lay. Then there was like a level above it, but not really a level, just something you could sit on. It was laid out. And then there was something behind where the guy was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were on that second part, that mm-hmm. second level, and it was really nice.
Got to swim in volcanic water, which Alexa was like, we got to do it. And I was like, all right, you have issues with salt water, but let's go ahead and do it. And then, of course, she was like, I got all these bumps. It's like, yeah, we're in volcanic water.
Yeah.
It was fun times. That was really cool.
Yeah. They love their sunsets up there in Greece. And we had all the boats really were going to a certain spot to watch the sunset. And by the time it had fully phased, is that the right word?
Sure.
Set?
Yeah.
Set.
By that time, everyone like started clapping and like there was other people that were like their horns were blowing on their boats.
Sure.
And then we didn't really do anything. Nobody even clapped on the boat. And then there was a horn. And it was like, brrr,
yeah.
And it was like that, right? And then it was like going really long.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was the boat, but then we looked back and it was this lady with the air horn on her boat and she's like trying to hit it.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah.
And then the guy took it and he just took it off. Yeah. But it was going for a long time.
Yeah. She brought that. She brought an air horn with her. Because they were celebrating a birthday, right? So we did this boat and it was like 10 of us. So they keep it pretty, you know, private-ish. But it's awesome. They cook you the barbecue right there on the boat. You know, you go out and you swim and you go to a bunch of places. It was really, really cool. But the lady that came, and they were from Houston, and she like, yeah, she brought her own bullhorn and it was fantastic. It was really, I was like, oh my God, it was so loud. Shut everybody up, basically.
Yeah.
Of course, it came from our boat.
Yeah.
One other thing that was funny is that, so you guys just turned 18 and you guys are out there. And it's one of those things where, like, I've had people reach out to me and ask me because they have kids that are about to be 21 or they have kids that are about to be 18. Or they have kids that they just want to allow to drink for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been something that Alexa and I have been conscious about, like our alcohol habits in front of you guys, as well as like showing you guys. I mean, all you can really do is show someone how to responsibly do something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's a big part of what we do. In making sure that you guys see us making responsible decisions, you know, not driving, having a plan, not getting to the point where we don't have our wits about us anymore. And as you guys are 18, as you guys are out here, like in Germany, in a lot of places in Europe, like at 16, you can start drinking alcohol. It's not a big deal, which is not something that we, you know, really allowed with you guys. But as you guys are 18, we're like, okay, cool. With us around in this environment. And what's super funny is in Greece, because you guys are 18, but you guys could look as young as what? Go ahead.
14, 12. We could look really young with like the right outfit. With the right outfit.
Or the wrong outfit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like,
I have a picture of one of my outfits because I was sending my outfits. And I stood there a certain way and it looked like I was a little kid.
Yeah.
She looks like she's 9.
It's a tough draw, girl. That's a tough draw.
Aww.
So I say that because what was funny is we would go out and if you guys would, you know, drink wine with us or if you guys would like have a beer or something like that, no questions asked, they would just bring it. But then at the end, and this happened, what, 3, 4, 5 times? At the end, the server would be like, can I ask, like, how old are they? At the end of the service, and we were like, oh, they're 18. They're like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, you guys look young. And da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, wait, why do you wait till the very end? And they're like, hey, can I ask? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You're like one of the only people on the planet where like it's expected that you ask how old someone is. So no telling how young they thought you guys were. They must have thought you were under 16 to ask. And I remember like one time we were at the beach and they're like, yeah, are they of age? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I can show you their passports. And they're like, nah, it's fine. I was like, well, then what are you? I don't know. So weird. This like soft asking of the ages. What did
at the beach? He was like, "How old are y'all?" We're like 18. And he's like, "Yeah." He was like that.
I'm like, "We're 18."
And he's like, and then he asked y'all. And then whenever he said, "Oh no, it's fine with the passports," he was like, "I was just kidding." And then he walked away. This kid.
I don't think he was
trying to get that tip.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys might as well have said 30. Like, it's just like to him, like, dude, if y'all said 16, I would have been good. But you said 18, there's no way. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
So people have reached out and asked about, like, you know, what do we teach, you know, as far as, like, amounts and things like that. And we've talked to you about that. Like, it is important to know how much you drink and things like that. But, like, in an environment where it's legal, which you guys are about to be in a spot where it's not, the important thing is for you guys to, yes, keep track of how much you're drinking, but most importantly, like, keep track of your state of mind, your surroundings, how they might change, right, over the course of time. Because you could have a plan, but if you don't have a backup plan, what happens when things change? And the big thing is the same amount of drinks, the same type of drink can affect you differently at different days, depending on a bunch of different things that are happening in your body or the environment. So, like, the biggest thing is to never put yourself in a position where you don't have your wits about you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the thing that we try to say the most. And those are, like, the conversations that I think dads have with, especially if they have daughters. If they have daughters and they're being courted by a dude, then that is definitely a conversation that I have, because it's like, hey, my young lady, not my little girl, but my young lady here, she doesn't have her dad with her right now. She's got you. She doesn't have an older brother. She doesn't have anybody there. And I'm all for independence and all that good stuff, but when it comes down to it, I'm holding you accountable. if she's in a situation and in danger, and you cannot effectively do what you need to do if you let yourself get, like, drunk and stuff. So that's my biggest conversation that I like to have with folks, is just to make sure that they're not putting themselves in the situation where they can't, like, help protect you, or they get so drunk to where they become a burden for you and make you less safe that way, right? Because now you got to take care of this person. Yeah. So you just have to respect it. And I think the biggest thing is, one of the most adult things that somebody comes to the conclusion of with regards to alcohol is when they realize that drinking is not something that makes you cool. Like, the act of drinking alcohol doesn't make you cool. The act of drinking a lot of alcohol is not cool. You know what I mean? And I think that's the biggest thing that young people, myself included when I was young, try to get into. It's just like, you know, I can drink a strong drink, or I can drink more than this person, or I can drink this and it doesn't affect me. Look at me, I'm fine. And that's what gets you into trouble for sure.
Yeah.
You guys have any thoughts on that stuff?
Yeah, that makes sense. You definitely hear people saying stuff like, oh, I bet I can drink more than you, I bet I can't drink you, and all that stuff. And it's just like, okay. Like, I don't care. You know?
It's not an accomplishment.
Like, yeah. It's not really anything. Like, what are you going to do with that? You know?
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. Have you ever tried to capitalize on this? Like, you could make, I mean, you're an inspiration. Like, have you ever tried to, like, harness this and just, you know, like, really kind of, you know, make the best out of your amazing skill to drink more than me?
It's just so dumb. And it'll be people that are just, like, such a different size than me. Like, are either so much taller or just, you know, just a little bit, you know. And I'm just like, duh. Look at me, I'm 12. You know?
Yeah. So I think it's something like anything, moderation is super important, but more just responsibility, like not putting yourself in a position or putting others in a position where they don't have their wits about them. Not having to, you know, have somebody take care of you, or to where you're getting annoying. And yeah, I think it's important to introduce, personally, I think introducing it in this way just was the way that made sense for us as parents. To each their own, your mileage may vary, you know. I've seen it the other way. Allow your kids to drink whatever they want, however much they want. Blackout when they're 15 years old, that's fine. And I've seen like absolutely positively no alcohol whatsoever. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to, you know, have you experience it at all. And then you're outside of the home. And the first time that you're experiencing it is with a bunch of people who are, you know, going to try to get you drunk. And because you have no experience about it and it's kind of been always taboo, you do think it's cool. Like you do think that it's cool to drink a lot, you know? Yeah. Anyway, that's the end of that. But it was hilarious to see. It was hilarious to see servers like feign concern at the end of a meal.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because we're doing it wrong. I don't know. Players mess up.
I think it's just because we look too young.
Yeah. You guys look young.
Especially when I have my clips in. Especially when your clips are.
Oh, on. Yeah. You had like, I don't know how many clips you had in at one point. You had like 12 clips in your hair and it just looks like you're just a child.
And they're like bright pink.
Yeah.
And then also I had my sunglasses on. I got them brand new. Blue. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's this one day she looks like a total kid. she has her little, what's it called? The drawstring.
Yeah, you got a drawstring. She has
bright blue sunglasses. And then, of course, all her clips.
Yeah, that's true.
Gosh, and we're short.
Yeah, we are short. Yeah. Yeah, I looked young for a long time. I looked young for quite a bit. I kept getting carded and stuff when I was like 25, 26 years old, like nice. Routinely. I looked young for a long time. It's just one of the things, you know, that you guys will deal with for a bit. And then at some point you'll age like this guy overnight.
Bald.
Like a bad piece of fruit.
Me and Fix will probably be like Elliot Page. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't age at all. Mm-mm.
Nope. Timeless. Yeah. Timeless, yep, timeless, some people would say. So yeah, so we did other stuff in Greece. We went to that like that dinner theater show, that wedding show. What did you guys think of that?
Oh yeah, that was cool. I liked it.
Yeah,
they tell us about it. Were so interactive, so it was really nice. The story basically was that we were all going to a wedding, mm-hmm. so like we were like family,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of saw like a little backstory, you know. Of them, then they took us outside and we sat at tables like we would at a wedding, you know, and there was mm-hmm. food on the table and then there's wine. That was like their whole thing, that they had wine. So we all just kind of, they would all like perform and sing, and they would have like, yeah, they would just perform and sing mostly. And it wasn't like any real story, it's just that you were at a wedding and like this is what would happen at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was happening. It was really fun. And it was really cool. And then there was like a whole moment where we had to dance and we had to get up and dance. And that was pretty cool because there was other people that were like really getting into it. And it was really cool to see.
They kept going up to y'all and being like, oh, my cousins. Look at you. You've grown up so much.
Yeah. That was their whole bit.
Yeah. And then we got to break some plates. Breaking plates is fun. Sure. Yeah. That was a cool time.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, we watched TV. We watched TV in the hot tub.
Yeah, we watched Big Brother.
Yeah, we were watching, like, Big Brother from the hot tub. Oh, we watched the UFC out on the balcony, too. That was wild. So we had to wake up. I think the time in Greece is, like, an hour ahead of us. So it was, like, 5 a.m. that the UFC started, which is cool because we got to see the sunrise. On the same day that we saw the sunset, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We got to see the UFC, really good fights, and we got to see Connor. What happened there?
He got broken. It was because of his own mistakes.
Tough draw.
Really came at him.
Yeah.
Nasty. Yeah.
But at least he lost like a gentleman.
Yeah.
Not really.
Almost. Gosh. He was close, maybe.
Yeah, that was a tough draw.
He was yelling.
He was yelling.
Yeah.
He did not like it.
That was pretty bad.
It wasn't good. And then we left. We continued our tradition, right? We went to the beach. We got a bunch of stones from the beach. We got beach stones.
Yep. And we made rings out of it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Let me see these things. Dang.
You let me in.
I made earrings. See?
They're different colors. I made a necklace.
So this is all from, like, stones or, like, what does Alexa call it? The glass?
Sea glass.
Sea glass and stuff from Barcelona and from Greece. And we started this tradition, like, 4 summers ago. It must have been Ibiza, right? Was it Ibiza, like, the first time that we did this?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
It was, like, one of the first beaches we went to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we started getting, like, interesting rocks and things like that. And then you guys and Alexa have all this, like, gear, these wire. I'm, like, looking over yesterday, and you guys have all these pliers and stuff like that. And you guys are all... She has, like, a... So she just ordered a, like, drill bit or something like that. Have you guys seen
that yet? We know that she had one because she said that. And then she was looking and she couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So she just found, like, bits of it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, so, the parts for it.
Yeah. But we were able to do the wire and stuff, so that was really cool. Yeah. I think she had more different wire for it. So we were able to use that.
Well, something came this morning, and it was, like, I heard it going. So she has, like, a power tool that's, like, for jewelry now.
Already?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so you guys will see that. I don't know what is in store. But, but yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's, like, our tradition. We, like, go, we enjoy the beach, and then we spend a certain amount of time where we're just, like, looking for interesting rocks and stuff like that, or glass and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. Super dad move.
Faux show.
You know what else is dad move?
Tell me.
Medea?
Dad jokes.
Right on the money. So with that in mind, why isn't holy water used in vaccines?
Why?
Because you can't take the Lord's name in vain.
Okay, that one's good.
In vain. In vain, they said. Yeah.
Okay. What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet? Supplies! I cannot believe you! Why? I said that before. Oh. Are you kidding?
No.
And you loved it. Oh.
She loved it that much.
Does anybody know where a guy can find a person to hang out with, talk to, and enjoy spending time with? I'm asking for a friend.
I like it.
Nice.
Medea, you got it?
Can you say it again? Because does anyone know where a guy can find a person to hang out with, talk to, and enjoy spending time with?
Oh!
Yep. I'm asking for a friend. Yeah, asking to get one. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you know it's good. If Medea gives you the delay, it's a darn good joke. I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. I guess I shouldn't have got a purebred dog.
That's a good one. Okay. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. I felt like you've said that before.
Hey, quit bagging on her jokes. Solid jokes. Yeah. Never seen before. How dare you?
Nice, Medea. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
What pan is the best to make sushi in?
I don't know.
Japan.
That's, I don't know how, but it's culturally biased and I don't like it.
It was controversial on Reddit.
Really? You sorted for controversial?
So. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was sorted.
Why should you never brush your teeth with your left hand?
Why?
Because a toothbrush is better.
That's kind of stupid. The toothbrush is better. Girl. Instead of... Because, like, you don't brush your teeth with your left hand, you brush it with your tooth. Because your toothbrush is better. Toothbrush.
What?
You brush it like your toothbrush, not your hand.
Yeah, you can't just do this.
I was thinking of words switched or something.
So it's a good joke.
Where do you learn to make a banana split?
Sunday school.
I like it. We've been eating a lot of ice cream lately. We gotta chill out.
Well, we ate all of it yesterday, I think.
Yeah,
we ate it all yesterday and the day before.
God, dog. So much ice cream.
Can we go get more?
Oh, that's something that we have to talk about. We need to know y'all's like last requests and stuff like that. Because you guys are on death row. We need to. Yeah, Alexa was talking about that.
How many last requests can we have? Can we have like five one. Or can we have one. Like 10? Only one thing we can. Get.
Well, we got to figure out. Yeah, Alexa was talking about this. Yeah, Alexa was talking about that. She was like, "Do they want donut? Like, what do they want to eat before they leave?" So you guys got to let us know. All right, fix.
All right, we'll make a list. All right, ready? My Mexican friend takes anti-anxiety medication. It's for Hispanic tax.
Like, she got it. Nailed it. Hispanic. All right, is that it?
Yep.
That was dad jokes. I am it's very rare for me to read at least like an actual paper, like read an actual like physical book. I'm more consume media either through audiobooks or through podcasts or through like articles and things like that. I don't ever really have a physical thing, but, Alexa got me this book before we went on our trip and I started reading it, and it's funny because it's a movie, but it's Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the novelization of it, and I'm only like 100 pages into it, but it is super cool. So much background story, a lot about Cliff, a lot about Brad Pitt's character. So I know we had originally planned for me to like read it and then for us to watch it again, but I don't know if that's going to happen between now and like when you guys leave, because you guys are leaving soon. You guys are leaving next weekend, so if you guys do want to watch the movie again before you leave, cool. But yeah, I can talk to you guys about some of the changes, but it is wild. You know a lot more about Cliff, a lot more about things that he like went on, spoiler alert, if you guys haven't read the book, fast forward it about 30 seconds. He goes on a tear, and him and a buddy end up getting, so Brandy, the dog, was actually a dog that they got so that they could fight her. And he went on the dog fight circuit, gambling and getting money and stuff like that. So you get a little bit more backstory as to why Brandy was so like well-trained and why it was so ferocious and stuff like that. So, and there's a lot of other stuff too, but that's just one thing. And it's they go into detail about that. So it's pretty cool. So if we watch it again, I can give you guys, I can be even more annoying as I am during some rewatches where we're like, did you know this? And did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just saw The Departed for the first time last night.
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
It was really good. Well, I really liked it. I had been getting clowned from Tristan for like a year now because I hadn't seen The Departed. And I told him that I saw it, and he was like so excited. But I really liked it. I liked the whole story. I got a little confused at some points. And then it was, like, all cleared up.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I just got confused. And then, I really like the end. My favorite was the end. Like,
yeah.
The last, like, 10 minutes or something.
It got tied up. So, what did you say? So, y'all said something funny when you watched it for the first time. So, if you guys are recalling in The Departed, at the end, there's a very quick succession where Leonardo DiCaprio's character and Matt Damon's character, like, he's trying to arrest Matt Damon, and he's bringing them down from this building, and they're in an elevator, and, like, a bunch of people end up getting shot really quickly. And what did you say that was like?
It was like Dear Sister, that SNL skit where they just keep getting shot, even, like, they just keep bang, bang everywhere. Like,
that's what you say.
Yeah, I'm sure there can be a whole edit about it.
Yeah, it was great. Well, it's funny, too, to see and to think about how different characters, because that was originally supposed to be, it was supposed to be Brad Pitt that was supposed to be in that Matt Damon role. And we're looking at that, and then you're like, hey, he's a little older, could have done well with it. And then there was, like, scheduling conflicts, so his production company moved it over. Scorsese takes it on and doesn't even realize that it's a remake, because it's a remake from Infernal Affairs, which is a foreign movie. One of the very few foreign remakes to, or if ever, to, like, win, you know, as many awards as it did. And we got to get Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg in that role is just amazing, right? As Dignam, as Sergeant Dignam, is just amazing. And we almost didn't get him because they wanted Ray Liotta for the role, which would have been good. But, like, having Mark Wahlberg in that role was super good, too. It's always like funny to see. What's that?
It's like his role.
For sure. For sure. It's funny too. Like, so we listen to this podcast, or I listen to this podcast, and sometimes you guys get some shrapnel from it. The Rewatchables, and they just did Fight Club, and they were talking about how Matt Damon, even though he was a little bit younger, was kind of being considered for the roles. And it's funny when you think about that, about Fight Club, because, like, we were saying, like, Matt Damon could play Tyler Durden or the narrator. But Edward Norton could only play the narrator. Brad Pitt could only play Tyler Durden. Like, some people just have a lot more versatility than others. And we started talking about that because we were watching Downsizing, and it's always funny because Matt Damon, every once in a while, he does these roles where he looks like a normal dude. He doesn't, like, dye his hair, and he lets his weight get to, like, normal. Like, he gets, like, a little pot belly, and you're just like, that's just, it's crazy. He just looks like a normal dude. And then sometimes he looks like a movie star when he's all in shape and, you know, primped up and tanned and dyed up, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. So eventually we'll watch the movie again, and I'll spoil the book for you guys.
Nice.
Good times. That's pretty much it. Except we have the impending doom of you girls leaving. You guys are going to leave in like a week.
Thoughts. What are we going to do? Like, literally, what are we going to do? What, are we doing anything this weekend? At least somewhere?
Yeah, what are we doing? Like, just...
What do you mean?
Shop it? I mean, I just want to go somewhere. I don't want to stay home.
Can we go to the shop it?
Well, today I got to go to... Yeah. Well, today I got to go to jiu-jitsu and probably talk to these guys at the rental car place about stuff. So today's probably, but we'll do something tomorrow. We'll figure something out to do tomorrow. Tomorrow and Sunday probably. But yeah, we'll figure something out. We'll make sure that we get out of the house. It's funny, we're like, you have to like vacation detox, right? You have to like come back and just be like, all right, I just want to not be doing anything. But we got to do something because it's Chell's last bit. So if there's a place you want to go to that's in Germany, or if there's a, you know, a restaurant or something like that, it can be simple too. But yeah. You should probably call and try to see about maybe going to Neustadt on the Weinstrasse. Maybe get some crepes or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But either way, we'll talk about it. That'll all be in part of like what you guys let us know about what y'all's final requests.
Yeah, we should make a presentation. Idea. That is so much work.
What else are you gonna do?
Are you gonna make it?
I'll make it.
Okay. I don't care. Oh, cool. Go accents.
Y'all's I didn't even notice till right now, but it's getting so crazy. Y'all's video is like early 90s webcam quality. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's really, my computer is so amazing though.
I asked you guys in the beginning if it was okay, and you guys were good, and I was like, all right, cool,
it is okay, it is good. We think it's good, it's just grainy.
Okay,
I love it. Yep. Right, do we look like we're in the 90s?
Yeah. So all that's Germany stuff, whatever. But are you guys excited about getting back to the States?
Yes. I just don't know what we're doing when we get there, basically. We don't know the plan.
Yeah.
We're really confused.
Yeah.
But hold on. What was it yesterday morning? We got out of our rooms and we saw two huge suitcases right by the staircase.
Yeah.
And next to our rooms.
Right? Yeah. Right in between them. And Madhu was like, they're basically saying leave. I pointed at the suitcases. I'm like,
oh, that's funny. God. No, because we were talking, because we bought the tickets, and I was like, okay, I definitely need to make sure that the tickets include a checked bag, right? Because you guys are going to each need checked bags because you guys have a lot of stuff. And I asked Alexa, I was like, do we have checked bags for them to like have? And she said, yeah, yeah, the bags that they came here with, or they've used them before, we have them. And I was like, okay, let's just make sure, because if not, we got to go buy some bags, or we got to figure it out. And yeah, so that was her like pulling them out to be like, look, here they are. But then of course you guys see them and you're just like, I guess we'll start packing right now.
Yeah, and like, because we were really, are they going to give this to us right now and make us pack already?
Oh, God. It's going to take hours, actually.
It's going to take a long
We're going to be upstairs time. For a while.
Yeah. That's basically going to consume y'all's Friday and Saturday, I bet. Like, just making sure that you prioritize what you guys are going to bring and what you guys aren't. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
you got to pack your posters.
It's going to be sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sad. You know, every once in a while I start to think about it. I'm like, it's going to be tough. Not as bad, you know, because I know that you guys, I know where you guys are going, you know. I've had some pretty sad send-offs for y'all before, but it was, you know, because there's like some uncertainty, and I know that you guys were kind of heading back into that environment, and now I know you're not, and we've talked, you know, multiple times, so it's better, but it's still, it's scary, you know?
Yep.
As you guys go through, and you're looking through, maybe starting off with a trade school in September, you're looking at maybe starting off college in August, and then figuring out what that tax is, right? How much time that's going to take up, if it's smart to get a job, and if so, what kind of job, what kind of commitment will you have? So these are things that you guys are going to have to kind of figure out, and I hope you guys talk with us early and often to kind of get our point of view on things. But I mean, you guys are adulting. So like ultimately these things are your calls.
Yeah. I remember last summer whenever I went back to the States for the time that we were there. And I remember I didn't go on my phone at all because I was playing Fortnite. So like I didn't text anybody all day. I was only playing Fortnite. And I remember I tell this all the time that my like screen time on my phone was 8 minutes or 30 minutes. Like it would give me my update and that was my average. I was playing Fortnite.
Because you loved it that much.
We got so good. We got really good, like eight kills. And we won. Yeah. It was real cool.
So.
Get us Fortnite. Can we have Fortnite?
Didn't you lose it like earlier in the week when the Hensons were here? Because I mentioned Fortnite, but I don't remember when I did.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember it either. But you had said something. I don't know what you said, but we. It was like these hoodies, and I was just like, "Oh, these hoodies are gross" or whatever, because they are. Like they're the hoodies at the end of fail videos, you know?
That they're trying to sell? Yeah, it's like the commercial that they have, yeah. And they're like, "Buy these hoodies," and they look awful.
Yeah, and then you said something like, "Go play Fortnite" or whatever, and I just kept laughing, and it wouldn't stop, so I had to leave. And yeah. I came back, and I was still laughing because I wanted to sit down already. But oh my gosh, I just kept laughing. It's so dumb.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. It was something like,
yeah.
You love those hoodies, or you don't, because you love Fortnite or something stupid. Just because
you love Fortnite.
Because we haven't talked about Fortnite in like a year, so I think that's why it was so funny.
It was so random.
Luckily, like right away, you won't need a car, but definitely by the time you guys are in school, because some of that stuff's going to be in person, you guys are going to need a car. Yeah. So we got to figure that out. And yeah,
it's to drive.
And you got to learn how to drive.
I have to get my license.
Yeah. Yeah. And Medea needs her license.
Yep.
Or, and hear me out.
I take the bus.
You look kind of like your sister.
I can't drive.
You can't even do that where we have evidence.
You killed it.
Yeah. I mean, I could unkill it by editing this part out of the video, but I'm not gonna.
Definitely drove with before I had a license because I had to get to work.
Yeah.
So it's not like a hard thing to do. Except my blinker kept going out. Stop talking. Oh.
When I was like 12, 13 years old, I had to figure it out. You know, I had like, you know, drunk relatives that needed to get somewhere and I needed to drive them. It was super scary.
With your little stomach, it's just
in like a vehicle that's old and doesn't have power steering, and I'm in the country and I don't know how to get here, really. The only thing that saved me is that like the streets were it was so country that I literally knew that it was down here till I saw this big huge red mailbox, and then I took a left and it was down there forever. Like it was far, but it wasn't like complicated to get where I needed to get. I knew what to look out for, but yeah, still was pretty scary. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's pretty much it for the yet. I don't know if this app was solid or not. Let us know. What do you guys think?
I liked it.
Well, that's what's most important.
Also, I'm so hungry.
We got to keep these going when you guys are over in the States.
Oh my gosh, is this going to be like our last one?
We should try to do another one. We should try to do another one before you guys leave.
My computer will be popped. Or at least do a live, like we were saying.
What's that?
Or at least do a live.
Like we join your live. Like yeah. We create one and we join
yeah,
it.
You create it, we're in it. And then we just kind of talk and tell people we're going live. They can ask us questions or something.
I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still toying around with how best to do this. Well, I think we're all still toying around with how best to do this, right? It's like, I don't know. Let us know. Hit us up in the comments.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.